Republican Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale is in his third year on the Budget Committee, and we're also joined by Democratic Senator Dominic Morano of Commerce City. This is his first year on the committee. Your six-member bipartisan committee crafted a balanced budget back in March, but each year it goes to lawmakers to make changes. In this case, the House and Senate have added about 30 amendments to the so-called Long Bill. How difficult will it be to reconcile those two versions and keep the budget balanced? We'll start with Senator Morano.
The Senate only added 5 amendments, whereas the House added about 27. So I like to think we have a little more self-restraint in the Senate. I don't think it's going to be that difficult to balance, you know, because at the end of the day, the conference committee is the joint budget committee. So it's the members who originally constructed this budget who have the most knowledge and understanding of the inner workings of the state budget.
And for you, Representative Rankin, what do you think will be some of the biggest sticking points in the conference committee?
Well, I agree with Senator Marino. We've been working on this budget since November and have come to agreement on most of the issues. So when we address an amendment, a lot of times it's something, you know, or it relates to something that we have reached agreement on in our deliberations, in our process. So what we'll be looking for is to both represent our constituents, represent our constituents, but also represent our caucuses as we go through each one of these things. There will be some sticking points. My caucus ran a lot of amendments to try to divert money to transportation. You know, I'll be trying to represent that as we go through. I think for me, that'll be the biggest so-called sticking point.
There's money for film incentives. That's one of the amendments, as well as $16 million for housing related to marijuana tax money. Do you think those will stay on?
So on the film incentive piece, you know, this is a negotiation that we'll have to have between the Joint Budget Committee, the Governor's Office, the Office of Economic Development and International Trade that works with the film incentives. You know, realistically, there are states around us that offer far more generous film incentives. So the question is, can we really compete with that? The piece about housing, again, this will be a negotiation that was a governor's priority. And I do ultimately hope that that money stays in. I think it's really important to support housing and to look at how we can curtail some of the effects of the legalization of marijuana, one of which I think has been homelessness.
Is there a part of you that wants to strip off every amendment and go back to the bill you guys originally wrote in the first place?
Yes. We thought we had a good budget. We always do. This is my third year of going through this. It's an interesting process. I really do enjoy it because some of these ideas that people come up with are off the wall, and some of them are actually pretty good ideas that we just did not think about. But, you know, like the film incentive one, maybe there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who would like to put some money into film incentives. The current amendment takes it out of tourism. That's not a good idea. So we'll be looking for maybe finding a source of a little bit of money for film that does not hurt somebody else. So we'll be doing a lot of that kind of juggling. When it comes to the housing program, I think there we had a lot of discussion about whether or not we can use marijuana money for that specific program.
Senator Morano, last session you were offering amendments. This session you're arguing against them. What's that been like to be on the other side of it?
You know, having to argue against colleagues' amendments that in some cases you actually help them develop because you have the most understanding of the budget, you're in a tough position there. I do respect the longstanding traditions of the Joint Budget Committee that we stick together as a block and we put together a good product, and our job is to justify that product to the rest of our colleagues.
Why is it important to go through this process when the bill is going to look a lot like what it did when you originally wrote it?
I think it's important ultimately to consider what our colleagues have to say about our budget priorities. It is not the 6 members of the Joint Budget Committee that vote for final passage for the state budget. It's all 100 members of the General Assembly.
I think it's extremely important. In fact, I wish we had a more extensive process to let the other legislators get involved in the budget. In fact, in my caucus, we're actually talking about that. How can we tie the committees of reference more tightly to the budget next year? And we're actually going to be recommending some changes. It's also important because the caucuses like to put forth a message. My caucus in particular, and I mentioned it earlier, wants to talk about transportation. They want more money for transportation. So they ran a series of amendments that made a statement.
That was Republican Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale and Democratic Senator Dominic Morano of Commerce City. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.